Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
What up, all you motherfuckers out there in LA and around the world? It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday. That's from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, unless we decide to have a two-hour show, which we can do if we pay for it. And you're here with your hostess with the bosses, Jennifer DeVoe, and, well, Muse now. Jennifer Muse. I have to go legally change it, but still, Jennifer Muse, and and I'm going to bring him on in a second. Well, you know, we had to cheat the government. I'm just kidding. Anyway, get as much out of him as you can before you change the name. You didn't hear that. I didn't say that. And you and here is my wonderful co-host, business partner, and a.k.a. the husband, James J.J. Muse.
Hey, what's up?
What
hey.
Up?
Woo, you know, yes. I got a new nickname.
What is it?
Shadow Man.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Maybe because I'm black.
Oh, God. Wow, that's a racist fucking comment.
I'm black.
Shadow Man.
I like that. Ooh.
He lurks in the night.
Look, oh, can I'm you sorry. See me now?
Okay, John Cena. Cena ass.
No, I haven't seen his ass.
I have. You ever see that movie with Amy Schumer?
No.
They really show his ass on that.
He has a nice ass?
Yeah. Okay. I don't remember the name of it, but the opening scene is her... Is Trainwreck, yes. The opening scene, I saw that at the movie theater. The opening scene is her fucking the shit out of John Cena.
Holy smokes.
With him naked as fuck. Oh, it was so awesome.
John Cena's butt cheek, son.
It was good for me. And I often get compared to Amy Schumer.
Right.
I get a lot of Amy Schumer and what's the other one? Melissa McCarthy.
She's blonde and they're blonde and funny. Yeah, well, you're blonde and funny.
No, there you go. Amy Schumer's blonde and funny.
Yeah.
Melissa McCarthy is.
She's not blonde?
Not blonde.
She what, redhead or brunette?
So she's funny.
She's funny as fuck, though.
Hell yeah. Yep.
Brown hair or something. I don't know, whatever she has.
Well, dye your hair and be Melissa McCarthy.
No.
No?
I want to lose weight and look like Amy Schumer.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're here today on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with, we've got two wonderful guests in the house today.
Yes, we do.
We have author and owner of the Subject Press publication, yes. Sasha George.
Right.
Hello.
What's up?
You are yay. Gorgeous, thank Jenny.
You very, thank you very much. Thank you. No, wait. I can't
no,
say that.
No, don't.
I can't
don't,
say
don't,
that.
No,
my
no.
husband will.
Don't say it that way.
My husband will lynch me.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's horrible. Bad humor. Bad jokes. And if.
They're the best.
It took him a moment to get it. You're a black man.
No, I got it.
Didn't you get that?
Shadow Man.
Anyway.
Well, it's daylight, y'all can see me.
My husband hates Elvis. He wants to go to his Graceland and piss on his bed and
I want
to
buy his Cadillac and blow it up. Oh. Real spit. I'm for real. I'm going to get that money. I'm buying Elvis's Cadillac.
He was.
And I'm going to put it on YouTube.
Apparently. Hey, Richie Haney from the great state of Maine.
Look, I don't like racists.
I'm from Maine. Sorry, that's one of my buddies from high school.
What's up, Maine? How
what's
you doing?
Going, man?
We love maniacs.
MZ. Yeah. What's up, MZ?
Hey, MZ.
And our second guest, back to what we were doing. our second guest is journalist and publicist, Dilly Briggs.
Dilly.
Dilly.
Nobody needs to know what her real name is. We'll just say Dilly Briggs.
Most people can't say my real name.
No government name.
Adelia.
It's actually pronounced Avilia.
Ooh, I like that.
Avilia?
Adelia.
Avilia.
It's hot. We like it. Muy caliente.
No,
I feel like we're on fucking Telemundo right now. On one of those telenovelas. Telenovela.
Hey, I used to watch those when I was little with my grandma. My Wendy, I would watch all the novellas.
That's hilarious because I used to watch soap operas with my nana.
Really? You got a lot of comments.
One Life to Live.
When I was watching, I watched it with my
fuck One Life to Live. We were CBS bitches.
General Hospital.
We like, no, CBS was Hung in the Breathless.
Hung in the Restless.
Young in the Restless. Excuse me. Bold and the Beautiful. Mold and the Beautiful. No, they're moldy. They're getting old now.
Mold and the Bootyful.
Molding them. Yes, Mold and the Bootyful. I like that. Yes, that's a good one. I didn't get that one yet. And what do we got? Guiding Lights and As the World Turns. As the stomach, as my stomach turns. That's funny because my daughter ended up doing a show with somebody who was on Guiding Light. I met the chick. She used to be the hospital administrator on ER.
Uh-huh.
The one who played Susan with the red hair.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, her. Mm. She was really cool, though. She was really cool. She was married to Gary Sinise on that show.
Oh, wow.
My daughter played the non-speaking youngest child. If all children didn't speak. Oh, sorry. No, I didn't say that.
That would be
General Hospital. No, no.
If dreams came
no,
true.
MZ, I don't like General Hospital. No. Okay, anyway, let's get serious now. Maybe.
Why?
I don't know. After this, surprise, surprise, I didn't even say anything about this on Facebook or fucking anywhere. These guys are interviewing me for the Subject Press. I wasn't even expecting that.
We are here to de-virgintize.
Woo!
Yes,
de-virginize.
My first... That was a long time ago.
Shadow Man.
Speak for yourself.
I was 20.
Speak for yourself.
I was 20 or some shit. All my children. No, Tashina. You can't even be in the fucking studio and you're on
the
all
Blexican?
My children. Black. No, not Blexican. That's Mimi. Blexican is Mimi. No, this is T-Dog. T-Dog or Rooney.
The Blesbian.
The Blesbian.
Oh!
Yes.
The Blesbian. Not the Blaxican, the Blesbian.
Not the Blaxican,
it's the
Blesbian.
Okay.
Remember that, yes.
Okay. We love our
Blesbian. Sorry. Now, I'm coining that phrase. And you have to pay me 25 cents every fucking time you say it.
Copy.
Blesbian, Blesbian, Blesbian. I just got paid 75 cents.
There you go.
I'm just kidding. And you will be able to hear me featured soon on KIXX 94.7 FM in Maine.
We love
Another
Maine.
Another accent would be hardcore.
Another Maine. I'm going to do a Maine. I'm going to do a Maine accent. I can't do that. I got to sound like radio shit, you know.
Sound like a California. So we down with Maine.
How the fuck do you sound like a Californian?
You just did.
You just sound like this all the time.
Right?
No fucking accent.
We're Californian.
Accent.
We just
no
talk.
Fucking accent. Anyway.
We talk like... We do.
Motherfucker, I'm from Boston.
Motherfucker.
Get it fucking right.
Motherfucker.
Anyway. No, I'm just kidding. I'm from Maine. fuck all those massholes. Anyway. I'm sorry. I love you, Massachusetts people.
That's her talking, not me.
I really do.
That's Jenny talking,
not
the husband.
We have way too much fun on this show. All right, so we are going to talk to our wonderful guests today.
Yes.
We're going to turn the camera over.
We only got an hour.
On their asses. actually, we got 50 fucking minutes.
Woo!
Well, listen, yeah,
we can make it work.
We can make this work.
Yeah.
All right, so we got plenty of time.
Okay.
We still got 41 minutes. We're good.
Okay.
We're good. All right, so we've got, like I said, because an author, Sasha George. We're going to talk. We're going to start with you.
Uh-oh.
Let me put you on the spotlight. Okay, so you have authored, 27 books?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
It is.
Okay, and what genres? I see some children's books in there and some other stuff. Like what kind of?
I have espionage.
Ooh,
I have
spy stuff.
Yeah.
No, vampires. I got to read the vampire books.
Yeah. Dragon books.
Ooh,
children's books, which is diverse. some for autistic children.
Oh, nice.
And poetry. Of course, everybody does poetry. And
I tried it once. I didn't like it.
So not everybody.
I didn't like it.
She's like, fuck, yeah.
You know.
Like Jennifer.
You know what? No. At our wedding, when the minister says, do you take this man to be your lawfully wedded wife, lawfully wedded husband to have and hold, blah, 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 and I go, hell fucking yeah, I do.
And we had a minister, a real preacher.
Oh, my God. I bet he was like, that is so holy.
This is
going to last.
Yeah. This is good, yeah. So, anyway.
We had an interesting wedding.
Yeah, we did.
In a park, and with a...
We had two lesbians in our wedding.
Yeah.
What? Why wasn't I invited to this one?
Our lesbians. Our best lesbies.
Yeah.
We had two best lesbies.
We was at a park. With swans and ducks
and geese and a bunch of other shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had a unique wedding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was awesome. Like on a lake.
And then it was 420 afterward.
Right on a lake. It was awesome. We waited until the minister left and then we started smoking pot. No. Actually, we lit up before he even got across the lawn. Before he even got across the lawn.
He's walking faster and faster. Like,
trying to jump in his car. Right.
He's like, this is so unorthodox, but I like it.
Well, all of your books sound like books that I would want to read, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people ask if the vampire books are love-oriented, and I said, no, I'm a war person. So
oh, nice.
Strategic. No.
So blood.
Blood.
Yes, that's awesome. Yes. That's even better.
Real vampires need
I like 30 Days of Night.
Ooh, I love that.
I'm a sick bitch. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love my Buffy the Vampire Slayer and my Angel and you know, but those are strategic too because it was all about war. Mm-hmm. She was fighting a battle.
I want survival. Yeah. I want to know what it's like to psychologically survive on the frenzy of thought and then try to be human and coexist.
Would be freaky. That's an awesome, I love that concept.
It is.
I do. Yeah. That would be. And okay, so your spy novels, what would you say about them? Like, how do you categorize them?
It's a unique, it's not your normal spy. It's Ooh. Very much on you know, using people around you to shield. And so like normally it's like going to another country, but it's like you're surrounded by your family and loved ones and you know they're going to be the shield.
Okay.
Somebody's going to die.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So you have to really play Clue.
Yeah.
To understand that. So that's the best sort of
I love Clue.
Yeah, I like
Clue is the best.
It is.
Freaking love that movie. even the movie was awesome.
It's
I love the board game, but the movie was awesome.
Right.
I mean, come on, Tim Curry. Fucking
he was
Tim
funny.
Curry.
Leslie
I
Warren.
Fucking love Tim Curry.
You
the best Pennywise the Clown ever on the damn planet. And Frankenfurter.
And he was
can't
the
get
best dominant man in legend. I
yes.
mean, he was freaking sick looking, but he was just like, hey, yeah. Take me to the dark side. Anytime.
Yes, I know, right? I love that guy. He's awesome.
So, and now I'm writing a co-authorship with Billy Stevens.
Oh yeah, who's going to be on our show?
Yeah,
February.
So he is co-authoring, and he's writing album for the book. So we're correlating.
I get it. March 21st. Yeah.
Yeah.
March 21st. Nice.
So he's incredible.
Good memory.
Yeah, I know.
And then two for him.
I had to think through my date book.
You could see her eyes twitching. Yeah. Memories going.
Flipping through the pages in my book mentally.
Right.
March 21st. Anyway.
But, you know, a lot of my stuff, my illustrations, I do myself, which I sent.
I saw that. Yeah. I like that. The illustrations were really, really
a lot of
nice.
Authors do not have that option. But it's just I'm too passionate and too I just want to make sure I get that out like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we get we're gonna get autographed copies of some of your books, right?
Amen.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Because he's been reading like a motherfucker. He's been reading because we got this other publicist, Desiree Duffy from Black Chateau Enterprises. Uh-huh. You check her out too, man. They've got some.
Yeah. Because I just finished the
Fuhrer's Blood.
The Fuhrer's Blood.
A Shreyans.
That took about 2 weeks or so, I think. I didn't take that long.
Oh, wow. You're a fast reader.
That guy's gonna be on the show March 14th.
And then,
Shreyans.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
And then I'm on The Red Witch now. That's pretty good. It kind of got slow kind of a little bit, but it's picking up now. It's kind of...
Yeah, that was from an author we had on our show recently, Sean Patrick. Patrick Traver.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to look him up.
Yeah, so there's some good... So I'm saying there's some good... And he writes, like, the crazy stuff. Like, it's like fantasy, sci-fi, and horror, like, kind of all woven into one thing.
Yeah, a lot of authors either pick a genre, but I can't do that. I have
you do, like, subgenres.
I have to do them all. I want to touch them all.
I like that. See, I like that. I like that concept, though. You know what I mean? Like, that's something, that's where I want to go eventually. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but, because there's so much out there. Why stick to one? Unless you're Stephen King, then you can.
Stephen King.
You could stay in that genre,
Met that man. He's such a nice dude.
Oh, he is.
He was such a nice dude, man. Seriously.
You would never think. You know,
well, I'm from Maine, so I met. Now, the funny thing is, I did not.
Back there, fuck you.
Now, let me claim it.
But I did not meet him in the normal way. Like, most people would meet him at a book signing or some kind of shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, but no, I did not meet him in a normal fucking way. I went to hand out. I was manager for McDonald's in Lewiston, Maine, and I went to hand out a bag of food out the window. And he's from. My daughter. It goes to the same high school, Lisbon Falls High School. In Maine, it's the same high school that Stephen King graduated from.
Wow!
Oh, nice.
So my daughter goes to that high school. Wow. So he came through our drive-through, and I went to hand the bag out the window, and he's my favorite author in the fucking entire world. And I went to hand the bag out, and I was like, "Are you like?"
You know who you are.
Are you who I think you are? Yeah. So
he's like, just give me my Big Mac.
Right.
No, I handed him the bag, and I just said,
I just want my nuggets, please.
No, I just briefly said, really quick, just I didn't want to hold him up. I just said, thank you so much for everything you've done for the world. Thank you for your books, and because of you, I got through my teen years. If it wasn't for Stephen King, I wouldn't have gotten through the horrors of my family and everything else.
He's a good distraction.
He really got me through my teenage years. If it wasn't for Stephen King, I don't know what I would have done. You know what I mean?
Reading his books. My favorite is Misery.
Fucking love Misery.
Oh, I remember.
I just love how she was like, the penguin always faces south.
Yes! Jesus Christ! I'm sorry!
Oh my God.
I didn't mean to face him west!
Mine was Needful Things. I like the mystery of Needful Things.
Needful Things is great. I haven't not read that one yet, actually. That's one thing I need to read.
I don't think the movie did it as much justice because there was so much in the book and so much detail in the book and stuff. Right. So that was one of my favorites. I like that a lot, too.
All right. One of my favorites. My favorite book of all time by him is The Stand.
Mm. Oh, nice. Yeah. Mm,
I've read that 4 times. The abridged version and the unabridged version 3 times.
Oh, wow.
I love that man. God. One book that a lot of people don't talk about is The Eyes of the Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's
that
one of the one. His fantasy.
I haven't read that
one. One of the only fantasy ones he ever did.
I'm going to have to get it now.
He wrote, and I mean, I did a lot of study because he's written several short stories before he was actually noted.
Right, yeah.
And he is right now, I think he's considered a prolific because he has 54 books.
Yeah.
And so because I have a blood clotting issue, which is a genetics.
Right.
So I don't know if today or tomorrow is my last day. So I'm trying to reach that before I go.
Reach your full potential.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. I mean, I'm sorry that that's an issue for you. You know what I mean? My niece has a clotting problem. She had to go on...
Factor 5 Leiden?
I don't know if she has that particular, but she has to take birth control to keep her bleeding in check. And she doesn't dare to have a baby or anything like that because she's afraid she'll bleed to death.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. She has that. Mine is a duplication. I have a surgery, it duplicates.
Wow.
And it takes forever, and I don't pay attention because I'm running because I lost. I was 310 pounds, so now I'm down to 170. So I'm working.
That's
really
so
hard.
Wonderful!
Wow. Thank you.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
That is something to be very proud
of.
It is hard.
That's
work.
Wonderful. I know. I'm working on it, and it is fucking hard.
Yeah, I know. You're.
I go down. I go down 40 pounds. I go back up. I go down. I go back up. It's just like a freaking yo-yo.
Yeah.
It's
like a yo-yo. I can't do this block shit. Again. It's like a rerun sex scene. I can't stand it.
Nice. I love it. Well, I mean, I'm glad that you're doing like all these things. You know what I mean? And have you ever thought about working on, I don't know, like, because like I said, we're going to be doing like TV and movie projects. Maybe we could take some of your books and turn them into movies.
I would like that. Yeah. That's the goal.
That's the goal. We're goal number. Yeah. We could take
your vampire
movies.
Your vampire vampire book.
Right, that's
called the House of Blood series.
Mm.
She's
saying.
Read them. Yes. So I'm on book four
right now. I'm halfway through book four right
Fuck,
now.
I gotta read
and
these.
It's amazing.
Okay, so we need to turn these. So why can't this be the next fucking Harry Potter?
That's why we're here. We're promoting. We're here.
Fuck you, J.K. Rowling.
No, man. We need to get her. We're ready. Ask her how did she get
okay,
so famous.
J.K. Rowling, we need your funding. I'm sorry.
Something.
No, advice.
No, we need your secret. How did you get Harry Potter so popular?
Wait. Yes. Leviosa, you know?
Leviosa. Yes, yes. Make it all levitate. Leviosa. I'm sorry. I fucking
she
love that goddamn movie.
J.K. Rowling's.
Really? You know J.K. Rowling?
Do you know them?
No, it's Anne Rice.
Oh, Anne Rice.
I'm sorry.
I love Anne Rice.
That's my favorite vampire.
Fucking vampire. Interview with a vampire.
Right.
The Vampire Lestat. Queen of the Damned.
Queen of the Damned.
God, such great. Yeah, I got you, man.
I love Sasha to pieces, but Anne Rice is my favorite vampire writer.
Hey, I'm sorry. It's okay. It's okay.
My fans call me the cliffhanger bitch.
Fuck yeah. We like that. Yeah. No, but that's perfect for movies.
Yeah, it is.
Because, see, then we can leave that cliffhanger to go to the next damn movie.
That's the way the House of Blood was designed.
Well, that's what we're going to do with the movies. Mm-hmm. I think this is a good
project. So they read the end of the book, and it says,
and
it's
and
they'd be like, bitch! Yeah. They close the book mad, and they call you
cliffhanger
bitch.
But they buy the next one.
But then they buy the next one because they need to know what the hell happened.
You have to.
I got to know what happened. So what we'll do is we'll start with your vampire books, and then we'll go to the espionage stuff. I think that's a good route to take.
Absolutely. But she also has Realm. She has a book series called Realm, and that's the all dragons and wizards.
Ooh,
and all
okay.
Of
well,
that
then we got to do that too.
So that one would be better.
See, we got so many movies to turn in. We got so many books of hers to turn into movies.
It's based on Dragonkin, so it's
I fucking love dragons.
Dragons. It's about every blood moon there is a dragon that turns into a man.
Ooh,
so
I like
he's
it.
Allowed. He has to choose a surrogate to host his child, but she has to be very strong because
giving birth to a child like that, Jesus.
Well, yeah, because you know it's a child that's in the stomach, and it's either going to be a dragon and eat its way out, or
Did you see Supernatural?
Fuck Alien.
That's my movie too. I love Alien.
This pops right out your chest.
I love Alien too. I love Sigourney.
Oh no, and that's Spaceballs. Spaceballs when he was dancing on the table.
Please don't.
Did you see Spaceballs when it ripped out of his chest? It was the same dude, and he's all like, "Hello, my baby. Hello, my Helen. Hello, my ragtime gal."
That's awesome stuff.
Just like on the fucking cartoon.
Yes, I'm a child of the
80s. Phineas Frog. Was
that? We were singing that today in the car.
What was that? Phineas J. Frog or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers.
Every time the guy would like Joe to show him, then he would stop. He just rabbit.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, I'm trying to make money. Rabbit. Right.
Yeah, he's singing with no audience.
That was the best. Oh my god, I love that shit.
You know, y'all sound like friends that've been knowing each other for a long time.
Oh, I know Jenny Ellis.
Yeah, we've known each other forever.
She's my lesbian lover. It's okay.
She was at the wedding. You didn't see her.
You didn't see me.
Yeah.
I
forgot to tell you she's one of my ex-girlfriends. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
What else I don't know about you?
Again, hello, my baby.
You're the shadow for the reason.
Shadow man. Shadow man. Oh my God.
Some young people
I'm
going to
get
name.
A phone call. Can you just like make a book about
Shadow? I was going to say the same thing. We're just going to be a superhero dude. Book about out of the shadows.
Dude, no, seriously. That would be fucking awesome.
That would be cool.
That would be awesome.
It's based okay. on Jenny's that'll talk show. And then she's like, he's like, I got to go. I really got to go. What are you, where are you going?
Where the fuck are you going now?
Where the fuck are you going now?
No, but he does that to me all the fucking time. In real life, like all of a sudden he'll just disappear and I'm like, where the fuck did he go? We're smoking a blunt. I mean, whatever. We're hanging out. Some shit. All of a sudden he's just like, where the fuck did he go?
Like after sex, huh? Where did he go?
He's all just walking.
He came and went.
All at the same time.
Don't worry. We'll help you.
I got that.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're gonna start working on
that's
that as soon as we leave.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
New concept.
I love it. Shadow Man.
Then we'll call Kill Set to do the album for you.
Yes! Yeah. We fucking love Kill Set. They are gonna be on the show on Jenny's birthday episode, January 31st. Check it out, two-parter. We got a 2-hour episode on January 31st. Check it out. We got Kill Set for the first hour from 3 to 4 p.m. Then we got Dirty Machine from 4 to 5 p.m. Woo, woo.
Love them. That's how we met at the Kill Set and the
Dirty
Machine
show. Yeah,
Corten
show.
Oh, yeah,
I've been talking
met.
To Corten. I'm trying to get them on the show soon. And I already booked Billy Stevens. And I got that
I'll
other.
Help you. I'll help your
mystery,
we'll work for you.
Your mystery guest.
Oh, did you?
I'm working on booking that one, too.
Oh, nice.
So I've got some things I'm working on.
Yeah. All right. Some good collaborations
I'm a busy
going.
Bitch.
That's
2018
right.
is going to be a great year for
it's
all
gonna
of us.
It's going to be a huge deal. Yes, because I'm also talking to publicist Desiree Duffy from Black Chateau Enterprises.
Nice. Yes.
Who wants to help us become more than we are.
Nice,
so I'm
nice.
Down for that.
Yep.
Hey,
more.
I bring all her authors on my show. Damn it!
There you go. She
no, she's
awesome.
Got some great authors.
Literally,
so really,
literally.
Nice. That's awesome. So now you two have a child that's autistic.
Yeah.
Is that
yes.
what it is?
Okay. Actually, it's kind of how we actually met.
Okay.
Both of us are special needs family, different able families, however you want to label. Everybody's got a different political term. But my family, in my private life, I've been a special needs advocate for a long time because of it. Most parents don't get into that.
I'm the
but
same way. I have a special needs child.
Okay, well, then
my son,
you know the route.
My son, I had hospitalized that kid 6 times. I went through
man.
A lot.
So you've been through,
yeah. His special needs are like emotional disturbance issues, mm-hmm. mental, the other kind of stuff.
My daughter has autism, and she, because of that, though, she has extreme epilepsy.
Oh, that's
and it's
so,
connected to
I'm so
the
sorry.
Autism, because it turns out 25% of the autism community will have seizures during pubescent time in their lives.
No.
Yeah, I had to go through all kinds of research
poor
and stuff.
Kids.
So,
that's
yeah,
horrible.
So because of that, so I'm just being active in the community
that's
because
wonderful.
Of that.
Thank you so much for being that kind of mom, you know, that advocates for kids, you know, both of you, and really gets out there and talks
my
about
my son
it.
Has, you know, the same autistic issues, which is what I created Dan's World, which is based on the sibling perspectives, because my daughter does not understand. It's hard for a sibling to interact with another autistic child, because you have people coming in, behavioral services, and they're like, why are they getting all this attention?
Yeah,
so
my daughter goes through that. She's 14 and her brother's 19.
Mm-hmm.
And so the brother always got all the attention because of the disorders.
Yeah, yeah.
So my daughter really kind of felt like she took the back burner all her life.
So
and she really like kind of, how do I want to say that? What is she like?
A little
was
bit
jealous,
of like that animosity
like,
of always
yeah,
somebody else
like,
always having that attention.
What's the word I'm looking for though? Like she really
abandoned?
Oh no, maybe, but she resents her brother. A lot of resentment, kind of. You know what I mean? Like resents.
Yeah,
him
I had
for
to
that
teach
stuff.
My daughter that. I said, have you ever seen Men in Black?
Yeah.
Okay, the little guy in the head.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's what I tell her. The guy in the head is pissed off.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to talk to him.
Yeah.
So she's always like trying to talk into my son's ear. hey, can you be a little nicer today?
That's
hilarious. Give it instructions.
You know, you just have to do it in a kid's sense.
Yeah. Right. No, it's true.
It's true.
And that's how we ended up meeting because of that. My family and some other special needs families also, we run the Blue Butterflies Autism Special Needs Support Group. And we just happened to meet just special needs family to special needs family first. Well, we didn't even know what each other did for a living at first. We were just moms in the support group talking to each other. And then my
daughter wrote her a book.
Yeah, my daughter was in the hospital for a week for seizure testings, and she surprised me and wrote my daughter into, turned her into a character into a book, you know, for, and then that's when I was like, oh my God, you're an author? You do all this stuff? And that's how it came about. I used to write for Center Stage Magazine. I was the first lead writer
there. Yeah, that's right.
So I was like, oh my gosh, we got to talk, and she was in the mode to promote her books and everything like that, and that's how we ended up working together down the line.
That's wonderful,
you know,
though.
But we, we were friends first because of that.
I always noticed her with a flower in her hair. And then she told me the story that she wears it to help identify her daughter within the crowd.
It's an autism beacon.
No,
so I can spot her. She's an eloper.
I got you.
When
your
kid's small, they elope. I could spot her in the crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
And she couldn't, she had full speech when she was little, then she lost it. She's the worst case scenario where you go full reversion. And so she couldn't like turn around and say, that's her mom.
Oh.
So she'd just point to the lady with the matching big old flower in her hair. It was just, it was a beacon.
No, that's nice. You know? I like
and
that.
So she turned them into characters.
It's called The Flower Friends.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. It's the book. Is on is no matter how you're broken.
That's wonderful.
So yeah, it's just about That's a book good. About describing a child. No matter how broken you are, if you're not in the flower pot,
how broken you feel,
and you're in the glass of a water, you're still loved no matter where.
Of course.
So it's definitely a good healthy analogy.
Yeah.
And I try to do that with children, where you. No matter, like, there was a book that I did is I Wish I Was a Kid.
Okay.
And it's about a bird going, gosh, I wish I was a kid, because they're watching this.
Right, all the
kids.
Kids down below, yeah.
And then finally, at the end, the children talk, and the girl's like, what are you thinking? Oh, I wish I was a bird, because I don't want to be down here with all the problems. I want to look above everybody. So it mirrors the emotion psychologically.
Wow, that's amazing. I like that. That's very nice.
It's really cool. And then, and then next thing you know, I mean, by the time my internship, I decided to end it and jump with her instead, you know, and go ahead and, well, I mean, let's jump.
I want to play some Van Halen right now.
I'm thinking Killers in the Pit right now. But,
That version, yes.
Right, I love that version, yeah.
Crisscross version.
Their new version with Killset, that was awesome.
Love that.
But yeah, so that's how we ended up meeting. And we ended up, she's like, let's do it together. Because when I was younger, I used to actually help launch other businesses and write company pitches and stuff like that.
So you, like I said, you're a publicist.
Yeah, and since the beginning, I've always been writer and do all these little things, but I'm so used to for other people, not used to doing it for myself.
Well, then you can help us because we need help.
Right, I'll do that. Definitely
help.
Do that.
We need somebody.
Grow our family.
Yeah,
right?
Not just anybody.
So she's like, let's do this for ourselves. Between the two of us, we have enough of the experience and the people that we know that can come in and help us and when we need it and whatnot. So we're like, let's do it. Let's do it.
Well, and my mom passed away, and she was like one of those starving artists that was never, she tried, but she was too nervous.
Okay,
but I saw Dilly, and I'm like, I can't leave my house because of the blood clotting. I'm a liability.
Right, okay.
And she is so beautiful how she if you ever seen her, she is just amazing. She pulls.
No, I'm not.
She just wants you to
talk
to her.
I'm just in your face. No. I'm just in your face. I'm just talking to getting rid of me.
And I have, you know. And
I like
have,
it.
And, you
I
like know, it. And I'm just like, you know, I have the degrees because I went to the Art Institute of California.
Nice.
But I have all these degrees, but I couldn't get a job.
Because she can't leave
I'm too
the house.
Overqualified.
A lot of fucking places. You have too many qualifications.
Yeah, you're too qualified.
First, you need to get all these degrees, and then you have too many degrees.
And I'm like, listen, I have.
I need a degree in this, I need a degree in that. No, sorry.
And
I can't
produced
help you.
Independent films.
Nice.
So I'm like, let's do this.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Help us. Yeah, we're going to produce some stuff, and we're going to do some stuff.
She's
like
actually
this.
Got some secret projects coming up. I don't know if I can say it, but there's a director and a certain film studio that we have secret projects coming up.
Nice.
Cool. So later we like we'll it. Be able to say that type of stuff. We just you know, right, we have a few.
Just drop the bomb.
Yeah, you know, sooner or later we're going to be there to get some behind the scene filming, and she herself is going to be included in some of that producing
as well. I like that. Yes. That's awesome. So we like it.
Thank you.
We're very helped. We're very happy about that.
Always.
You want to go behind the scene?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
The LA talk.
Yeah, yes, I do.
Your shadow man is dying over there. He's
yes.
like, look.
Yes, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block wants to be there.
Yes. Behind the
come
scenes.
Jenny. Come, Jenny.
That's what they used to say at my swingers parties. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I did not say that. What?
I missed them too.
I didn't say that. Sorry. That
I
was
missed
a,
the lesbian girl
that was a different
I missed the swinger party.
That was a different
Damn.
Phase
sorry,
of my
sorry,
life. Sorry,
that's the ex-girlfriend in me. Some I'm sorry.
That's a different phase of life. Never mind. Yeah.
Hey, any of y'all got a time machine?
When his wife was more fun? No, it's good.
Oh, you are excitingly fun.
Anyway, I don't know if you guys remember last week we had our niece. I had my niece on the show. Her name's Michaela. She's a special needs child.
Okay.
Yeah, I adopted her, you know, to take care of because, yeah, we won't get into that subject.
But it takes people like you who are willing to get out there.
And this is not actually my biological niece even. Like she's
But you never yeah. know.
But I love this little girl so much that I said I can't leave. I can't do that. I got to rescue her and she's you know, she's Amen. A good person.
But people who come from the bottom always strive for the betterment and they change the world.
And they're always willing to help the others.
She's 28 years old, but she's 28 but she's like 12. To 14 mentally.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? But that's still functioning. Good. I don't want people to think that that's
no,
bad.
She's
I want
highly
people to
functioning.
Realize that that is still really good. Because
she's innocent.
It just takes her a while longer, but that they'll still
no,
get there.
No, it just
people
means she's innocent
that.
And she likes Disney.
Good. You know, yeah,
You
exactly.
know what I'm saying? She's just at that innocent, wonderful age where she loves Disney and boys make her giggle and things yeah. like that. And I like that. And we'll just keep
we
got to
get
way.
Together and play dates then. My daughter's yes. 16 and she's in that giggly boys stage. And she's but just, she loves Knott's Berry Farm. She'll knock somebody
She loves that
Snoopy.
Too. She so loves Knott's Berry Farm.
She don't like Disney.
She
loves
things.
Snoopy. Hers is sensory. Too much brightness for Disney
oh,
for
got
her sensory.
You.
But she
I
loves Knott's Berry Farm. We
too
do
much
go.
Opaque.
Yeah.
Opaque.
Yeah, yeah. So for her, she loves the Knott's Berry Farm and stuff. So afterward, we'll get together and talk.
Yes.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah. It's and we're just trying to work with different organizations. And get you
but
know,
that's
things
like
going.
One of the main reasons, though, why we're doing what we're doing, though, because
yeah.
of our family life.
Yeah.
We can't go out and have the average stuff. You know,
I spent over a decade stuck in my fucking house or working constantly, two jobs to support the special needs
right?
child and
it's,
everybody
it's
else.
It's one or the other. You're either stuck someplace
yeah.
or you have to go and create and do your own, and that's
yeah.
what we're about.
So
to
now
do.
I'm at that phase of life where you know, my son's 19 and he actually is at a phase where he doesn't have those issues like that anymore.
Good.
Like he's grown out of all most of that stuff. You know, he's bipolar and has other, you know, anxiety and things like that, but he's not like to that level like he was as a child.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it he grew out of, like I don't know how, but like it kind of
Well,
subsided,
some things just kind of
subsided
fell into place
through
for him
age,
too.
And
yeah.
I'm like, thank you, God.
You know.
Thank you.
We know. Like, when I work, that my too. Son puts his iPad, I have videos of it, and I'm like this. And everybody's like, how do you get your characters to be so bitchy? And I'm like, listen to Wonder Pets 20 times a day.
Fuck yes, I know. Fucking Wonder Pets.
Yeah.
You gotta hate
we
that
can
show.
Sing all the songs.
Fucking hate that. I fucking hate Wonder Pets now. My goddamn.
It's like a stabbing.
Oh, my daughter.
Saving the day. No.
Yes.
Now I'm going through issues with my daughter. She's having anxiety attacks and just like a lot of like
Didn't
she's scared of death, literally. Like there's just like a lot of little things that she's going through now. And I'm
we went through dealing with a lot of anxiety attacks and anxiety disorder.
Yeah,
and like
yeah, and she's doing
Does that come from the
she used to have obsessive like she has obsessive compulsive stuff too.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? She's always just straighten things out. Things have to be organized a certain way. They have to be like little, just little weird stuff.
It causes
even when she was little, just little things.
Don't give her a penguin.
Yeah, don't give her a penguin. It must fucking face south! I told you it's got to face south.
Jenny's like, oh, shit. Look away.
No, my I had a friend who was like a brother to me, right? And they called him uncle, right? And so this dude... She became obsessed with him because she had daddy issues because her dad wasn't around very much. And that at that point, she was like 8, 9 years old. So she had like daddy issues. She became obsessed with this dude. And she would threaten to kill his girlfriends. I'm not joking. She looked right at one of them and went, I will poison your food.
Wow.
She looked at one of them one time and she went, you have to sleep sometime.
Oh my goodness. My daughter's not obsessed like that.
And like I'm not joking, like it scared the fuck out of me. I was like, was that me as a child? I'm scared shitless now. Oh my Jesus Christ.
I'm taking no dose.
And you're like, you know what? I'll manage the freeway better than this.
Man, she has seen her brother. She has seen some fucked up shit though. She's seen her brother like almost OD on shit. She has seen some shit. That poor kid. Yeah, but she's gotten through a lot of it. But one thing I made sure, she never got abused. She never had any issues. I didn't, other than her brother.
Now kids have to grow up in this
God,
world.
God, I got a call. Mm-hmm. I got a fucking call from my son when he went through kindergarten the first time.
Uh-huh. The first time?
I had to put him back through. He wasn't emotionally, emotional disturbance issues. He wasn't developmentally ready for first grade. So I had to put him through again. And
which isn't a bad thing.
No, first time through kindergarten. No, I get a phone call. He's 5 years old. I get a phone call from his school. Ma'am, you need to come pick your son up. I was like, oh, what did he do? What did he fucking do? Because I had already gotten calls from his preschool before I heard of that shit, you know? I'm like, oh, what did he do now? He had stabbed a girl in the hand with a pencil.
Oh.
Oh, she pissed him off. She kept trying to bully him.
Is that
him.
What they call tough love?
She kept trying to... She kept trying to bully his ass and manhandle him, so he just finally, lost it. You know, little
tough love.
Rage issues.
Tough love.
Rage issues. You know, I get another phone call one time. He was bad. He bashed some kid's head off a metal teeter totter.
Oh,
jeez.
Because these kids had been bullying him for years.
Ah, okay.
And so my son just finally snap.
Right?
And that was the end of that. I was like,
don't leave him alone now.
I went to the school, and the principal goes, what are you going to do about this? I said, what do you want me to do about it?
Buy a drum.
Oh, my God.
I said, what do you
he's
want?
He's musically inclined. Yeah. He's just finding his beat.
Yeah. And the one and the two.
I said, what do you want me to do about it? I mean, you know what I mean? I said, that kid shouldn't have fucked with him.
Yeah.
Right?
I looked right at the principal. I said, look, I've told you this one too many times. My son is going to do what my son's going to do. And don't get in his way or he'll do it to you too. I said, or don't get in his way or he'll do it to you too.
Right? You never knew.
My son's crazy. So you guys
kind of know where he gets it from now.
Yeah, just a little. That's why I'd be good for horror movies. So we've got, do you have any new books coming out soon? Or
I have my autobiography.
Okay.
Which is coming out.
Nice.
And then I have the Billy Stevens, which is Torn Asunder.
Torn Asunder. I saw that. You guys will see that. I posted the picture on Facebook and in Instagram and other places. Okay.
And then I have House of Blood Book 6 coming out. And
Spectre
Within,
six.
Which is a ghost story.
Oh, she got a ghost book now.
Yeah. Damn. So I usually write.
You a busy woman.
I write 2 to 3 books at a time.
Damn. You're very talented.
Passionate.
I love that.
Passionate.
I mean, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
It is.
And what do you have projects coming on?
Dealing with me.
Yeah.
Other than dealing with Sasha George.
Yeah, yeah. And do all the work for her. No, I'm just kidding. So,
well, talk about, let's talk about, since we got about 7 minutes left. God, this went by so fast because we
sure did.
We're just talking,
awesome,
you
shit.
Know, we should like just talk about,
no, you guys are going to be coming. Right? You guys are going to be coming back on. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We want to come again.
Yes, we will be.
We love coming.
We will be bringing you guys on the show again, that's for sure, so we can talk about more stuff. But so we got, talk about the subject press though, some like what
Go
you
ahead.
Guys.
I've been talking enough.
The subject press, we have some, like I said, we have some secret projects coming up at a main studio. Again, she's going to be doing some producing and directing, and so we'll be getting some behind the scenes stuff in that.
Nice.
We have a couple of other big names that we're going to be doing interviews with. Can't really say all the names yet, you know, until we can confirm.
I know we're working on Orgy.
Yes, we're working on that.
No pun intended.
So can't film that.
We're gonna come.
I wasn't invited to this.
We're going to come to the station when Orgy is here.
Yes, exactly.
I'm here.
Working on that.
Jenny.
I love
my guys. I'm trying to book them on the show for either the 1 year anniversary in March
or their 1 year anniversary. Is this the 90s Orgy?
It's not the original lineup, but it's Jay Gordon, the lead singer.
Oh, okay.
And then it's got. Exactly, yeah. And we all know they were on Charmed. I love that show.
She was
jumping up and down when she saw that. When she saw that email.
Yeah,
it's Jay Gordon,
which is the lead singer, but then they have a new lineup since 2013.
Okay.
2013.
Okay. I saw some new.
Yes, Nick Speck. Creighton Emmerich, Carlton Bost, and Bobby Amaro. Bobby's on drums, and then you got Carlton. Yeah, I can't remember which one they play. I think Nick is the bassist, and then Carlton and Creighton do guitar.
Mm. Nice.
And then you got Jay on lead singer.
Right. Yeah, we're excited to set it up, and we're going to come and do an interview with them at their studio. We just got to work out a date.
Those guys are great.
We're getting our new studio as well.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
We are working on this year.
Nice.
Because usually we go to Coffee.
Oh, Classic Rock Coffee. They are an awesome collaboration coffee house in downtown Fullerton.
So we
do interviews.
You go to the slide
artists.
Bar?
Because
I keep getting interviewed to the dance slide by all these fucking bands, and I can't go to fucking Fullerton. I don't have a car.
They're right by my house.
I get Long Beach. I get like all these places, Long Beach, Pomona, everywhere. I get invited to so many festivals and shows and concerts and things I cannot cover because I don't have a car. So I'm like Hollywood West, Hollywood North, Hollywood.
No, that's a trade deal, hopefully.
That's an easy thing to get to, and there's always shows there and stuff, but there's a lot of other places there, but like Classic Rock Coffee, we do a lot of interviews, and a lot of artists that come to us, we go and do interviews in their conference room, and it's a really cool rock memorabilia.
I'll be sending you some more people, too.
You know, yeah, so.
Some more bands and stuff.
Like we did that Mystery Man, we did an interview with him on that, there too as
he's
well.
He's so mysterious.
He'll be coming.
I don't even know.
He'll be coming up.
He did say that his publicist was going to contact you.
Yeah, he did. I'm trying to get him. I need to get that book locked down.
Right.
So we got different projects like that coming out. We're looking at our own studio, so we're not constantly bouncing around with the people that we have collaborations with.
This is what we need at some point.
You know? Yeah, exactly. And then this year I do have some books myself that are going to be coming out because I did study at the Institute, Children's Institute, and also writing literature, and then also the Long Ridge Writers Group.
That's wonderful.
So I have a lot of like manuscripts under belt already.
That's wonderful.
And that was the whole point, was to get my writing out there, but... Just starting, of course, you all know it's really hard to get your writing out there, and I ended up landing in the magazine market instead.
You guys want to help? You want to help on a project?
Yeah,
sure.
I'm trying to do a TV show through Pasadena Media.
Okay.
Something. I don't know what to do yet. Like what kind of format? But I don't know if it's gonna be.
Well, we can talk about it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's gonna be like a show, or it's gonna be like an interview thing, or what? I don't know.
Did they give you an open?
Yeah, open format.
Really?
Oh, I don't know what to do.
We could do both. Like, go on out and do the Jenny's Real Talk on the Block
on
the street.
Do our own telenovela.
You know? Right?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That'd be funny, though, huh? Like, do our own little stupid like crap like that.
Right.
But
that.
We just can't swear. No swearing on this one.
Oh, really?
It's public access.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Damn.
But it's a good foot in the door to, like, start making...
Movies right? are public stuff. Access, so what's the problem?
That's true. Yeah. Well, we got to find another platform. I need a platform.
Yeah, but I need a platform. Yeah, we can hash out some awesome ideas on that.
But the subject press, I like the fact of what you guys do. You know what I mean? You showcase bands and artists and local people and you know what I mean? And you guys are both author, you know, you're about to be an author and you're an author and you guys are writers and
like she's already
journalists
at her point with her books where I would like to be with mine.
You will, and you will get there.
Eventually.
And you will get there. It takes time, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly. And because everybody has to work to promote themselves, you know, and stuff. And so it takes a while to get out there, but.
Which is why we did the subject press. We wanted to, because we already know how hard it is to be something. And all these people are just, they're already established. So to come in and it's just like, hi. Right. Do you know what I mean?
I don't even like the fact that this show is about to come to an end.
No.
I'm not happy.
Oh, no.
It's too fast.
I'm not happy. It goes by too quickly. We need to get you guys back on soon.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
And I felt like we were just here chilling out. You know, just to hang out. Like we needed a cocktail, you know.
Well, we can start doing two hours.
Oh, well, when I start getting my products in. Yeah. When I start getting my product. No, I got a bunch of products going to be coming. I'm just saying. And some of them are from alcohol companies.
Oh, nice.
So we'll have to test out the whiskey.
And then we
wait,
we'll
make sure. I want to see Jenny latch onto that one.
We'll get I think there's a whiskey company in there. And
yay! We love
wine,
whiskey.
A couple of wine companies.
Nice.
We love wine.
So we'll see.
Is that the Jim Beam whiskey?
Nah, I wish.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I know, no. I couldn't get anybody that big, but no. I'm working on that, hopefully, at some point.
Sooner or later, right?
At some point.
Yeah.
Sponsorship, yes. You know you want to sponsor
us. And you know
us.
You just let us know, and we'll tell you, and we'll sponsor it for you, and we'll put it out there and just do
we'll
it.
We will sample your products.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah. We'll make sure that every time, this is Dilly Dilly. This is Dilly Dilly. This is Dilly Dilly.
This is Sasha George's book.
Dilly Dilly.
That'd be awesome.
By the end, how was it? Oh, man, it was great.
And all of our concerts and events, you guys are always welcome, once we start doing our own, to set up your
very much with
merchandise and your books and your
awesome.
T-shirts.
We're about to have our merch
on the table.
You can.
Okay.
You can. You can. Well, you know, you can do that if you would like.
Jenny has the original Sasha.
Yes. Yay! Yay. She'll autograph the book while she's laying there.
I just want to autograph one time somebody's boob. Just
the boob.
Just one.
You gotta
there you go.
Right. Unfortunately, it is time to come to an end of Jenny's
adios.
Real Talk. On
amigos.
Demi.
But we have had a wonderful time here.
Always.
With author and author and owner.
I'm the person.
Owner.
Sasha.
Sasha George.
It's
author and owner.
It's such an erotic name.
Owner of and owner of the Subject Press.
Yay.
A wonderful publication. And we also have had Dilly Briggs.
Yay.
Publicist, journalist.
Yay.
And co-owner.
Co-owner.
I do that with your co-owner too. Yeah.
We are co-owner
of the pod. Yes, co-owner of the Subject Press. Woo! Okay, so we have been here today.
Goodbye, Gracie.
And you've been here with your wonderful hostess, with the bosses, Jennifer DeVoe, and we got our and Shadow Man.
I like that. I like that better than OG.
Okay, we're just gonna go Shadow Man, aka the husband.
Yeah.
This has all been produced by Get Real Global Entertainment.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello, Global.
And that's not my business. Or is it?
Only the shadow knows.
Jesus Christ, he
went
there.
Where's my ring? I want to be part of the Shadow Man.
All right, next week we will be back with, we have Maya J., pop singer. For the first hour from 3 to 4 p.m. And then for the second hour from 4 to 5 p.m. we will have Eric Jeffries from The Hard Way.
Yay.
We're going to talk about their new album,
The Hard Way.
Police Brutality.
Hey. All right. Yeah.
Sounds better when he sings it. but I tried, and that's what counts. Okay, we'll be back next week. Don't forget to check us out every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I forgot to give out the call-in number.
Did anybody call?
Would we have cared? No. All right, anyway.
Yes, we would.
We will be back next week. And you can call us then.
Gotta go, Flo.
Bye.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. We're out of here.
Let's go, Miss Daisy.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.